to something that's going to take place in September in Colombia, and it's obviously the return. I know they're not calling it the border war, but it's the damn border war, okay? Kansas and Missouri are playing football again. It'll be in Colombia in September, and it was officially announced. We didn't get to this yesterday, but it's sold out, and as it should be, and as it always was going to be. And I told you, I think when we get to that weekend, I'll be amped for it. Right now, it's this far out. Like the countdown is not on for me. Okay. There's a bunch of things in between. We've got a Royals team that's still trying to sneak in to the true wild card picture. The Chiefs are at training camp. It's right around the corner. We got a lot of stuff going on.
Got a football game tonight.
We do have football tonight, baby. Yes, it is back.
Seriously watching?
Yes, it'll be on TV. I have a bet on the game as well. It's football. We'll talk about the Hall of Fame game later. I don't care if it's third stringers and second stringers, but, the rivalry with KUNMU, I'll be pumped when we get there. In fact, that Saturday that it happens, I think you and I are in Vegas. You're flying back, but I'll be in Vegas still. So I'm not going to be in Columbia for
a football draft.
Maybe if I was going, I'd be even more amped. I'll get excited when we get there, but I'm glad to see it sold out, and it should be. There's no reason for it not to be a sellout.
Look, I was waiting. So the official announcement, I'm not surprised it's a sellout. Missouri sells out most of their games. And, you know, a game against Kansas, a rival from, you know, age past, mm-hmm. certainly do it. I was just trying to decide, like, is there a universe in which this rivalry ever has the same feeling again? And I could only come up with one scenario in which I think it could get close, Cold,
okay.
and not even quite the same. Not that KUMU, number two and number three in the country, or whatever, they're right in that range. 2-4, 2-3, 1-3. Arrowhead College Game Day. I remember being at a house party with like 30 people, and everyone was fully invested in the game. Yeah. That was the because Kansas hadn't been good in so long, and they were good, and they were both good, and it mattered. Like, for it to get anywhere close to that level, it will require them facing off later in the year for either a college football playoff spot or facing off in the college football playoff.
Oh, in the playoff would be nuts.
If you got KU and MU in a good year together, in a college football playoff, in a 16-team format where there's buys, or there's some version of that, or maybe a 12 where there are buys, and they got an early round matchup against each other, then I think you can get
campus,
the juice. Then I think you can get the juice back.
A campus site game.
That's what it would genuinely take for the MU-KU rivalry in football to feel the same again. And basketball, too, for that matter. I think it would take them facing off in an NCAA tournament. Yeah. They don't play enough league games. They don't play enough against each other. It just doesn't have the same energy. It's not one at their building, one at our building, back and forth, twice a year. It would take them facing off in a postseason tournament, I think, to feel that, like,
maybe
your true hatred of the school.
Maybe. I don't think you could ever replicate what you had in conference play, replicate what you had where you were playing every single year nonstop before conference realignment took place. All that, I don't think you can bring it back to that exact level, unfortunately. But yes, I mean, this September, it's going to be incredible. I think in Columbia, expectations for both teams, obviously, going in. And long-term, yeah, if they ever were both at their highest points at the same time in a college football playoff on an on-campus site opening round game, whether it's in Lawrence or Columbia, would
do it
off the charts. But go back to the BCS days when everybody thought at the time that game was going to decide who was going to the BCS bowl game. And obviously Kansas lost and still went to the Orange Bowl. Still love that.
and won the Orange Bowl game.
They did against Vatek. So
the last big win in Kansas football history, not the last big win. They've had other,
well, it's just the biggest one in Kansas football history. So, I mean, yes.
Some down years after that. And now they're decent again. But
someone
look,
says Mizzou is going to smash KU. Of course you're not hyped. I'm not so sure about that. I think it's going to be a pretty competitive game.
But here's
game.
The thing.
Who's
it's like
Mizzou's quarterback? Let me know when they figure out their quarterback situation.
This is the part that's the problem. Missouri beat Kansas in basketball. And Gold, it did not ruin your week, month, year.
Well, it's a game of December. It just doesn't mean anything.
But even if it's in December, it used to mean something, though. A December basketball game between MU and KU in which MU beat Kansas meant something at a time. There was definitely a time in which that was a huge deal, not just for you.
But I'm also, I think,
for that grouping, for those fans. And now, I agree with you, though. It didn't feel like it had the same buzz as I would have felt 15 years ago.
And maybe I'm in the minority. Some of this is just in general. I've told you guys on air, my sports fandom, I grew up in the area as you did as well. I went to KU. You guys know that. I cared way more about college sports prior to like 2015.
Oh, and realignment, and you mean?
Well, prior to realignment, but also this town had not had a pro team other, you know, Sporting KC, I understand, won prior to 2015, but I'm talking baseball and football. We hadn't had a professional championship in my lifetime. So when seeing the Royals in the World Series in 14 and 15 changed everything for me as a sports fan, and obviously Patrick Mahomes' arrival changed everything for me as a sports fan, and obviously what we now, you know, you and I both do for a living now in sports talk radio, the Chiefs and the Royals are king in this town. And people are very passionate about college sports still, and I am still passionate about and very proud of the school I went to and everything like that, and I can't wait to check out the new football stadium, and there's nothing like Allen Fieldhouse. All that is true, but what you said about like ruining the afternoon, ruining the weekend stuff, like when I was much younger and all that,
yeah,
that just doesn't happen anymore. That's all.
But I just like, we grew up at a time in college where I remember MUKU, again, a regular season December conference game between the two had juice. That if Missouri had won that game in Allen Fieldhouse, there would have been talk of it for a month. Years.
Sure.
Lore would have existed. Songs would have been sung about it by the campfire. And now I'm telling you, like, because that's when I know it's back. Let's say, hypothetically, because the better team this year, for the over-under, the predicted better team this year is Missouri. So, let's say, they're close, but for the sake of win totals or whatever, let's say Kansas goes into Columbia and beats Missouri. That's how you know how much juice it has. How big of a deal is it if Kansas goes into Missouri and beats them? And I think it's a big deal, but not big enough. Now, part of that's the early season part of it, right? It's just so early in the year, Gold, it's hard to like let it swing you one way or the other. But like the amount of hatred between the two, all these other things, like it just, that's the part of it. And like someone said,
the transfer
like,
portal
conference.
Yeah, and transfer portal stuff is kind of messed with that a little bit. I think that absolutely has played.
It's the biggest problem with college football. They're changing it into the NFL minor leagues, and you joked that I don't like the pageantry because we were joking about fight songs. They don't like the pageantry based on everything they've done. They've taken away the things that made college football college football.
By the way, Kansas is a 6.5-point underdog in Columbia.
Okay.
KU plus the 6.5. Thank you very much. I might buy a half point. Get me to 7. Let's go. September 6th, I'm sorry, at 2:30 in the afternoon. I will be at a sports book still in Vegas when we're out at Circa. You will be just landing back in Kansas City, I think.
Yes. The game will be on for fantasy football time. I'd imagine there's plenty of, but again, it's just, I don't know. I'm excited for it, but at the same time, we'll see how much juice it actually brings.